Sam, the Fouled Up Fowl by Penny Howard. Sam, a Plymouth Rock chicken, was just a tiny ball of black fuzz when we first got her. Like any other baby chick, it was impossible for us to tell a little boy chick from a little girl chick, hence the name Sam, short for either Samuel or Samantha. As Sam grew into maturity, the gender was definitely established when she started presenting us with a nice brown egg daily. However, supplementing our breakfast with an egg every morning was her only claim to normality. The forces of nature were beginning to conspire against her. She had been an Easter gift for the children and was raised without ever seeing another chicken. Her constant companion was our dog, Tippy, so Sam thought she was a dog too. They frolicked together in the backyard, playing their version of hide-and-seek or tag. On hot afternoons, they napped together in the shade of a tree. Sam stretched out full length with her head resting on Tippy's neck. This didn't seem normal to me. I thought chickens only slept at night, roosting on a perch. They didn't lie on their sides with their legs stretched out. But no one ever told Sam she was a chicken, so she didn't know any better. Sam and Tippy even ate together out of the same dish. Whenever I went out on the back porch to feed Tippy, they both came bounding up the stairs to eat. Apparently, Sam liked dog food. At night, they slept together in the doghouse. Sam was definitely no ordinary chicken. One day, we couldn't find her egg, nor could we find it the next day, and for several days after. We were puzzled as to what was happening to them. Sometime later, we began hearing strange noises in the morning, a sort of rasping sound, like someone gagging. We couldn't figure out what it was. Then one morning, it was loud and clear. I jumped out of bed, ran to the back door, and looked in the direction it was coming from. I couldn't believe what I saw. "My God," I said to Bob, "it's Sam! She's standing on top of the doghouse, crowing." It wasn't the cultivated crowing of an experienced rooster, but it was the best she could do. This solved the mystery of the missing eggs. She just wasn't laying since she had decided to become a rooster. After being awakened several mornings at the crack of dawn, I called the vet, told him of the situation, and asked if this was possible. He said it was probably a hormone deficiency and suggested I bring her into his office for a shot. I really felt conspicuous in the vet's waiting room. Everyone else had cats or dogs, while I sat there with a chicken on my lap. A woman next to me with her Siamese cat could contain her curiosity no longer, so she leaned over and in a hushed voice asked, "What seems to be the problem?" I knew she would never believe the truth, so I whispered, "It's psychological." "Oh," she replied, as she drew back with a look on her face that told me she wasn't sure who had the problem, Sam or me. The vet looked Sam over in his examining room and agreed she was definitely taking on the characteristics of a rooster. "Well," he said, "what do you want, a hen or a rooster?"
"You mean I have a choice?"
"Sure," he replied. "It just depends upon which hormone I give her." I opted for the hen. 4 a.m. is too early to be awakened. He gave her the shot and said it may take a few days to take effect, and to call him if there were any complications. Each morning, we listened intently to see if we could detect any change in the tone of Sam's crowing. By the end of the week, we could discern a small difference. The crowing had reverted back to those first feeble efforts, the rasping and gagging sounds. But still no eggs materialized. Then, one Sunday morning after returning from church, Mary, our daughter, ran out to the backyard to see Sam. "Mom, Dad," she screamed, "come here, quick!" We dashed out to see what was wrong. There she stood with Sam in her arms and tears running down her cheeks. "Sam is dead," she sobbed. She was right. Sam was dead. I don't think this is what the vet meant when he said to call him if there were any complications. But, in my mind, it certainly did qualify as one. When I called his office the next day to get some kind of answer as to why Sam died, I was told he would be out for a couple of weeks because he had come down with a case of chickenpox. Slowly, I hung up the phone as an eerie thought came to mind. How had this grown man gotten chickenpox? Did he get it from his children? Or was it some unseen force? Did Sam's spirit invade his body, seeking revenge for trying to change her into something she didn't want to be? Who knows? But I could visualize Sam in chicken heaven,
looking down with a smirk on her beak, saying, "It's not nice to fool with Mother Nature, so a pox on you, Doc."